This is John Sifferman from physicalliving.com, and with me on the phone is Celeste St. Pierre, who is a triathlon coach and swimming specialist who happens to be a total immersion master coach. Celeste is also the owner of Triathlon Skills, which is a triathlon training company based out of beautiful New Hampshire, which is also where I'm from. So if you guys can't handle the heavy New England accents, then I'm sorry in advance. But today I'm going to be picking her brain all about swimming, and in particular, the total immersion method. We've got a lot to cover, so without further ado, welcome to the call, Celeste, and thank you for being here today.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me, and I'm really glad to be here.
Now, could you just start by telling us a little bit about yourself and your background in athletics and swimming?
Sure. I had always been active growing up as a kid, and it wasn't until, I did some activity in high school. I was doing some track and running on my own, rode my bike, and we had a pool growing up. I did some swimming. And when I was in college, I mostly ran. I taught aerobics when I was in college just to stay active. And I did not start doing any triathlons until early 1990s. So that's where I got my start with the whole triathlon coaching, triathlon, just participant, and then that led to the coaching. But I've, always just liked being active, and just tying everything together seemed like a good way to go. And it sort of somehow inadvertently led me to becoming a coach and making it my business.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, could you explain what total immersion is and, what led you to getting involved with that system in particular?
Sure. I had started doing triathlons, and I'd always swum, as I said. We had a pool growing up and did the kids' lessons. And then when I started doing triathlons in the 90s, I didn't do too much pool swimming. It was mostly in the summertime, swimming in the lakes. And then at one point, I did travel to a pool and start swimming, and there was this other person there swimming. And I felt like I was in pretty good shape and swimming along, and this other person did not look like they were in very good shape, but swimming much faster and much easier than I ever was. And I wasn't sure what was going on there, and I just try harder, and it didn't get any better. He still just kind of lolled down the pool much faster, much easier than I did. And I decided to kind of look into, working on my swim and improving, and heard about total immersion and the weekend workshops, and I thought about it. And then once I came across a triathlon coach, and I said, hey, could you just look at my swimming? She said, sure. She looked at my swimming and gave me a few tips, and started working with her and, doing some drills, got a lot of water up my nose, felt kind of twisted and pretzel-like in the pool. And then while traveling once, I picked up a total immersion book, the blue and yellow book that probably everybody has seen at one point in their life, if you're familiar with total immersion. And it started to kind of put everything that I had been doing with this triathlon coach together, like, oh, this is what she wants me to do. It's these total immersion drills that she was having me do. And at that point, I just said, I'm going to become a TI instructor. And so this is late 1990 at this point. And I got into it. And, in a nutshell, what total immersion is just learning how to cooperate with the water instead of fight against it. So in my earlier days when I was swimming, I was just kind of wrestling with the water, and this other person next to me who did not look like they were in very good shape was cooperating with it and just kind of sliding through it, and I was just busy wrestling with it and losing badly. So TI is how to add flow to your swimming, and as I said, not fight with the water. It's really a philosophy as well as, the mechanics of swimming. And I just think it's, really a superior way to learn how to swim and be more comfortable in the water. And one thing that I really enjoy about teaching people is not just to teach them the mechanics of it, and the whys, but just using it as this Zen-like stance state as well as being able to be competitive with it at the same time. So that's what PI is in a nutshell.
Great. I really like how you put that, cooperating with the water and, flowing with the water. You know, there's all sorts of research into flow psychology, and that's a particular interest of mine. And I think the very same explanation could go for other activities like running. You know, for a while I was fighting as a runner, just fighting to get in the miles, and I had to relearn everything about the way I ran in order to flow and run smoothly and enjoy the process and be able to keep running so that I can be competitive, because so many runners do get injured. So I think that's a really good way to put it, cooperating with the water. So our next question was, what is unique about total immersion, and why would someone pursue this method over another? Is there anything else you'd like to add about it from that angle?
Sure. Anybody can learn it. It doesn't matter how old you are. There are lots of coaches that are teaching this to little kids, and especially on swim teams, that those TI coaches that are working with swim teams are teaching it to smaller children, and it can be taught to adults. Somebody that's been swimming forever can learn new skills. And I did a camp in Puerto Rico in, April, and there was a gentleman there. He is in his 70s, and he had been, working on TI more recently and been doing senior games and winning in triathlons with his TI. So anybody can learn it. Anybody can do it, and it just takes a little bit of time and curiosity and some patience and understanding to want to get into this flow state and to want to master a skill. So it doesn't have to be for competitive reasons, but just to get more in touch with your body and use it kind of yoga-esque or Tai Chi or Zen-like, where you're more in tune with your body than fighting against it. And I really enjoy the whole idea of swimming or running or cycling to get more in tune with myself. Triathlon is sort of secondary. I enjoy the pushing myself, but just sticking with the technique, and especially at times where your mind is starting to wander and thinking about dinner, to bring it back to the activity and staying in the moment. So I think there's many reasons to use TI to focus on staying present and being more mindful and having, improving the quality of your life through swimming. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I could not agree more. I consider any physical practice, whether it's swimming or running or even weightlifting or yoga, it's a form of meditation. And there are so many benefits from that. And we need to, milk it for all it's worth, because it's not just about burning calories or, looking a certain way, which is what, there's all these overarching messages in our culture. It's about improving quality of life and making the most of every day. So totally agree.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think that it's in our crazy world, it's just nice to be present, and on the path to mastery, your health improves. So that's, the secondary thing. It'll just come as you focus on being better at this one thing.
Absolutely.
That the other part
Absolutely.
Just falls into place. Mm-hmm.
Exercise can be so relaxing. You might even be working at a higher intensity, but just the fact of focusing on that and, forgetting about the to-do lists and, all the different responsibilities, it's extremely stress-reducing. And I think that's an important perspective to share with other people, because a lot of people who aren't really into exercise or sports, they think that exercise is about, working extremely hard and pushing to your limits. And, there's a component there, but it's meant to improve quality of life. And that
absolutely.
Should be the goal. Now, I've read a few places, maybe somewhere on your website, about the concept of effortless swimming. And given that you've talked about flow state already, I have a feeling that you do believe that effortless swimming, or maybe near effortless swimming, is possible. Could you talk about that for a little bit?
Sure. So just like when you're running or standing up, to move forward, all you have to do is sort of shift your weight forward and you start to move. So you're when you're in the water, you're working with gravity still and shifting your weight and cooperating with it. And at the right time, if your timing and using gravity is all synchronized, you're moving forward through the water very easily. And by using balance in the water and your body posture and head spine alignment, you're able to let the water hold you up. And now you can use your weight to shift and move you forward as the water supports you. And so really, there's not a whole heck of a lot to do to make you move forward. So it can be very effortless. And it has to do, it's a paradigm shift, because most of the time people think, well, I want to get in the water, I sink. And there may be some truth to that, but if you can change your body posture and your position in the water, you have a really good chance of floating very easily. And just by doing that and understanding and knowing that and then practicing that, you can find that it can be very effortless to move through the water. And as I said, not to fight and wrestle with it, because you'll lose pretty badly.
Oh, yes, and I can absolutely relate to that. You know, I'm one of those guys who, you know, learned how to swim when I was a kid, and they didn't exactly teach us that swimming could be effortless when we were, you know, guppies and tadpoles and things like that. But I think that's probably very true, is it requires a paradigm shift, just like you said. You know, you have to believe that it can be effortless. It can be as easy as walking. You know, most people can picture themselves walking effortlessly, you know, at a comfortable pace, and I would assume that the same is absolutely true of swimming with the right instruction.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
All right. So could you just share what you think are some of the unique fitness benefits that come from swimming as opposed to, you know, running or cycling or anything else? What does swimming do that other activities don't necessarily do as well?
It can be kinder to your body. So not that I necessarily believe that running is really hard or a lot of pounding on your body, but I think that anybody with any sort of joint pain or problem can learn to swim. And as we mentioned, it does, you know, have you be more mindful and more aware and more in tune with your body. And sorry, what else did you ask, John?
I was just curious, you know, what you think the unique fitness benefits are of swimming over other activities?
You know, if you're on vacation and you're in beautiful St. John and you like, hey, let's go for a swim. It's a hot day. Let's get in the water. You're out there swimming and exploring the underworld there, the ocean, what's happening in the water, and getting to see some great sea life. So as you're swimming along, you're looking at the fish and you're getting some exercise at the same time. And on a hot day, you're staying cool while you're sort of sightseeing. So it can be unique
right.
In that way. And as I said, just, you know, any body of water that you want to go and explore is there for you to go and check out. Obviously, safety concerns of, you know, not being out in the middle of the lake or out in boat traffic, but, you know, it just offers up another opportunity to see what's out there in the world and explore, and, you know, on a beautiful hot day to be out swimming in the lakes. And so getting out of the pool, getting out of the little box and exploring and testing your limits in a different way. So there are certainly a number of swim events out there. So what would it be like to swim race for a quarter of a mile or a half a mile or even a 10K, which is the equivalent to doing a running marathon duration-wise. So it's different.
Go ahead if you had anything else.
I was just going to say it's different. It's a whole new world that a lot of people don't realize that just like running races, there are swim races out there.
Right, right. I don't think any of that should be overlooked. I mean, so many times people look at just, you know, what can this do for me? You know, is this going to help me achieve X, Y, and Z goal? And when you have that paradigm shift, like you said, it's no longer about the calorie burning or, you know, the fat loss or whatever. It's about a new lifestyle and a new outlook in life. And we shouldn't see – I think that it's a – I don't know how to say it. It's a more mature perspective, maybe, that somebody would say, you know, I'm not going to go out to swim on my vacation because I want to get a workout in. I'm going to go out because it'll be fun, and I can, you know, I can go out and play in the water, and that's, it's totally different. And part of the vision behind my site, Physical Living, is to help people adopt a more engaging, playful perspective with all things physical culture, regardless of what they choose to do, whether it's swimming or running or yoga, etc. So, good stuff.
Yeah, it makes me think, John, of when I did a trip to Hawaii. We finished up a swim camp, and on Saturday morning after camp was over, a group of us from the camp and coaches got together, and we were in on the big island of Hawaii. We went out for a little swim and had a kayaker with us, and we're all paddling along, and suddenly we see these dolphins, and, you know, they're just out there in the wild, and we're in the bay and swimming around, and so we got to see them, and they got to see us, and it was quite exciting. It was way better than going to, like, SeaWorld and seeing captive animals. So it was, you know, the swim kind of got put on hold. We had gotten maybe a half a mile in before the dolphins showed up, and we ended up being in there in the water for a little bit longer, just kind of looking at each other, and it was quite exciting. So it was a nice bonus to the fitness of, you know, exercising and exploring and having fun at the same time. So
yeah, absolutely. That's a lifelong memory I'll have there. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do you think so many people struggle when it comes to, you know, getting in the water? You know, what are the common reasons, or what's the common vein why people struggle in the water?
Well, we're land creatures. We're used to being on land. We're not really used to being in the water. So when you get thrown in the water or throw yourself in the water, you know, you don't necessarily, not necessarily that you're going to drown, but you don't necessarily move in the most efficient way. There's a handful of people that move it, you know, get in the water, and they're talented and know exactly what to do. And, you know, they're just great swimmers. They figure it out easy. It's just in their genetics or something. And, you know, it's just there. The rest of us, we have to learn it. And it's not something that we just figure it out. There are some people that are in the water, they're more comfortable, but they're not maybe moving the most efficient way. And there are some people that might get in the water and might feel a bit more uncomfortable. Most of the time, that's just due to previous life experiences or traumas that might have happened. But you know, we're, as I said, we're just land creatures, but it's something that we can learn.
Right. Yeah, and I agree. You know, something I tell people is that, you know, most forms of physical activity come naturally to us. You know, children naturally grow and adapt and develop into walking, running, climbing, all sorts of activities. But that doesn't necessarily mean that children or adults in particular will perform these activities optimally. You know, it might be natural, but it doesn't mean you can do it optimally without really learning and investigating and getting coaching when necessary. So you know, we're on
and
the
I'll
page there.
Also add that not everyone has water near them that's swimmable to practice and to get in and learn. You know, as a kid, if you have a chance to be in the water, you figure some things out, and, you know, you get water up your nose and you learn how to, you know, do things so you don't get the water up your nose. Whether somebody there is there to tell you how to not get water up your nose, or you figure it out on your own, but you can establish some level of comfort in the water. But there are a lot of people that don't have access to a pool or to a lake or to a river to, you know, be in water. And then if you don't, you don't practice it. Where, you know, riding a bike, you know, if you haven't had a chance to ride a bike, same thing. You get on as an adult, and it's like, okay, you know, balance is there. Walking, everyone can walk, and just about everyone can run, just because there's some opportunity growing up, walking, you know, playing as a kid, running around the schoolyard or so, where that comes a bit more naturally. But again, being in the water, we're not used to being in water. There's not a lot of opportunity as a kid growing up to practice for, you know, a large percentage of the world.
Right. If your parents don't, you know, make it a priority, then it just won't happen for a lot of people. That's true. You mentioned being comfortable in the water. Now, how important do you think that is for somebody to you know, not just learn how to swim, but to really become an expert in swimming? And you know, what are some things that you might do as a coach to help somebody be able to relax and get comfortable in the water?
Do you mean comfortable as in not fearful in the water as well, or just kind of knowing what to do? What do you mean by comfortable in from your perspective?
Let's say somebody who's, you know, just a little nervous. You know, they're like, you know, I don't want to get a leg cramp, or I sink so easy. Somebody's just kind of hesitant about, you know, learning how to swim.
Well, as for TI, we have people start off with a basic balance, and that's just working on floating first. And it depends on the person, so getting comfortable with floating with your face in the water, figuring out the breathing, holding the breath, when to let the air out, so that's always the first step. With TI, there are coaches that are more interested in working with folks that are fearful in the water. So, you know, somebody that actually does want to put their face in or is uncomfortable in deep water. So that's kind of a whole different ball game. Because it's easy to learn how to swim and, well, not easy. A person can learn how to swim and still be fearful or uncomfortable in the water because we're talking mechanics here. But until you really get to the point where you can relax and stay in your body and not worry about other things where you are not being really mindful anymore, then, you know, you can be a good swimmer, but you might not be looking like a very relaxed swimmer at the same time. So with TI, somebody that is just learning how to swim, we start with anybody, I should say, anybody that's working with TI will start off with just learning how to float in the water, finding your balance, getting comfortable with head spine alignment, and then moving on to a series of other drills to continue to work on your balance and getting more streamlined in the water and being mindful at the same time. So
I don't know
if that answers your question sufficiently.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that something as simple as learning how to balance in the water could be huge for somebody who's afraid. You know, just knowing that, you know, even if I get very tired, I should be able to float. You know, that
yep.
I can always revert back to that. So there's, you know, I guess there's comfort in that for somebody who's a beginner. Now, what are some of the common mistakes that you see swimmers make, maybe swimmers in general or beginners or, you know, what have you, just common mistakes that that you see that people should be aware of?
Beginner TI swimmers or just beginner swimmers in general?
Beginner swimmers in general.
Probably beginner swimmers, the most common, I don't know if I'd call it mistake, but get caught up in putting in more and more yardage and kind of sucking it up. Swimming is hard. It's supposed to be hard. You know, I got to get from this end of the pool to that end of the pool and see how many times I can do it and kind of, you know, suffer through it. So, you know, swimming is not hard. It can be easy. It can take time to learn proper balance. But you can create those skills now and then be a great swimmer forever, or you can kind of just jump in and just suffer back and forth, creating, you know, a lot of turbulence and wasting a lot of energy and just getting from one end of the pool to the other end of the pool being your goal as opposed to how you get from one end of the pool to the other end of the pool. And exactly the other mistake is, you know, thinking about what are you teaching yourself to do. So if somebody's jumping in the water and struggling getting from one end of the pool to the other end of the pool, they're training their cardiovascular system, they're training their physiology, but they're not training their you know, muscle memory. So they're not creating a positive habit of how to move, you know, relaxed and efficient. And if you're swimming really hard and really fast, you know, that's another thing is people like, they just want to learn how to get fast. If you're not very relaxed when you're going slow, you're not going to get any more relaxed when you try to go fast. And because of the drag of the water, you just the energy that you start to waste as you attempt to go faster, it just rises exponentially. So it's better to slow down now, learn the skills, learn the basics now, especially as a beginner, before you have any bad habits or I'll just stay with bad habits. Then, you know, further down the road, you're just going to be a much better swimmer. So bite the bullet now, take your time, go slow now, and you'll reap the rewards later.
Yes, yes, I think that's very good advice. You know, it's just the body. Whatever you do in any physical practice will become more repeatable in the future because your nervous system will say, oh, okay, well, you've done that, and I need to adapt to that so that I can do it again in the future. And if you train with poor technique in anything, you're just going to be that much more likely to repeat that. So I think that's very good advice that not enough people take, learning it right from the beginning. Because if you train to be smooth and comfortable, I think that speed and that conditioning will come later, which is important mm-hmm. because we have so many quick fix mentalities in our culture. You know, I want it now. I want to learn to swim, you know, not over the course of several months or years, but this weekend, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, that makes sense. Now, for somebody who just does not know how to swim, let's say an adult, because I'm assuming it would be different for kids, but let's say an adult who does not know how to swim, never learned how to swim, what would be, I guess, your recommended path to getting started?
I would say to either, go to the TI website and find a coach in the area or sign up for a weekend workshop. And if any of that's not available to you because of location, then I would get the perpetual motion video and start to teach yourself how to swim TI. That's probably the easiest step. And then I have worked with folks that have done the swim video and then contacted me and, you know, did some brushing up and fine-tuning, and it's worked out really well for them.
Right. Yeah. So for somebody, you know, let's say somebody who maybe learned how to swim when they were a child and they're just, you know, they're kind of struggling to survive whenever they go out for any distance and they just feel like they're working against the water and against their body. Would you recommend a different route for somebody like that versus a complete beginner?
I think if somebody already has some muscle memory, that it might be good to connect with a coach or, as I said, do the weekend workshop. Even just to get some hands-on, I think probably the private lesson would be better because you can also get videotaped. And just seeing yourself swimming is huge. And if you're a visual learner, which, you know, most of us are, seeing yourself, because what you think you're doing, what you're actually doing can be very, very different. And seeing yourself can be a very quick fix, you know, to start to make those changes. You see what you're doing, and you can make adjustments from there. So I think sometimes, not always, but sometimes the more ingrained somebody's habits are, but sometimes the harder it is to change. And so the sooner you can get some hands-on from a coach, so again, private or a weekend workshop, to make some of those adjustments, I think the faster it's going to be. Surprisingly, if you haven't had a lot of swim instruction and you're comfortable in the water, you could probably pick it up pretty easily from the video. That's not across the board, but, you know, just in general.
Right, right. Well, I think that's really good advice. That's probably something I need to do because, you know, I've always enjoyed swimming, but I've never been able to really enjoy it because I just never learned how to swim efficiently. That's good advice for me as well. Now, I've pretty much run out of questions. For my readers who, you know, enjoy this interview and would like to learn more about you and what you do, is there a website that would be the best place for them to go to learn more about what you do?
Certainly going to my website, triathlonskills.com, and then also going to the Total Immersion website, totalimmersion.net. And on there, there's the weekend workshop, the swim cams, there's all their products on there as well. And under Find a Coach, I'm listed under there. And if you're looking for a coach in your area, somebody's outside of the New Hampshire area and is looking for somebody else, you can go there. But certainly my website and contacting me to, you know, any questions that anybody has. I do have some weekend workshops coming up in again, and I do go down to the Massachusetts area to do lessons in Reading, Mass. So it's just over the border to from southern New Hampshire. And I do private lessons up here in Lincoln as well. So, yeah, that's probably the best way to learn more about me. You know, certainly give me a shout at my on email, or it's always good.
All right, fantastic. Well, I learned a lot from this interview, so thank you very much for joining me today. And I'm sure my readers will really enjoy what you have to hear, and I'll make sure I get as many of them to listen in as I can. So thanks.
Great. Thanks, John. It's been a pleasure. I enjoyed talking with you, and thanks for these good questions. And I hope to hear from some of your readers. I always love to teach swimming, and being more mindful is always a good thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'll definitely send them your way, because I certainly can't help them very much. So I will be in touch.
All right, John. Thanks again. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.